Welcome everyone to The Secret is Work. My name is Kirkland.
And I am Princess.
And today we are talking to you about email marketing. So, you know, I've been dipping and diving into email marketing on and off. And I'm not as consistent as I should be.
And I am very consistent.
Yeah, so she's going to lead the conversation on email marketing. I'm going to chime in my little two cents. Because I'm not as consistent as I should be. I ain't going to lie to y'all. You know, make it seem like it's better than it's not.
Well, the first step to email marketing is...
Hi, Lerna!
The first step to email marketing is building an email list. And it's easy, it's free, and one of the tools, I think we talked about this before, and one of the things I use, we both use to grow our email list and manage our emails, send out our emails, pretty much our email marketing tool is MailChimp. We actually talk about MailChimp on the tools episode
we did before. Yeah, the tools episodes we talked about.
Yeah, so email marketing, there are tons of other tools out there, but MailChimp is the one we use. It is free based on how many people you have on your list. Of course, these companies and tools, they are in business to make money. So it's not going to be free forever.
It sure ain't.
But
at some point, they're going to be like, you're sending too many emails. We need to charge you now.
So like anything else, eventually it will start charging you. My list have grown a lot. So I think I'm paying $25 per month. Trust me, I hate it. But I do send out weekly emails 2 to 3 times per week sometimes. So the first step to email marketing is start building an email list. And the second step is really getting to know your audience, you know, find out.
That's the hard part.
It is the hard part, but that's in everything. Getting to know your audience is naturally hard. Is getting to know your audience by interacting with them. So send out weekly emails, see what they respond to. And of course, you know, don't just sell and sell all the time.
Yeah, that's my problem, actually. Like,
yeah, you know, some days just send things you know your audience can use. You can send them free things. You can send them, like, one thing I do every Monday, I send out Motivation Monday. So every single Monday, my email have, I'm not selling that one thing on there. So I'm just motivating you to get your week started. I'm giving you, I'm sharing some of the things that are working for me. I'm giving you homework. I'm giving you challenges. So
what you think this is, school?
So on Monday, my job is to help you. I'm not selling anything. You don't have to buy anything. I'm just trying to help you get started with your week. So that's another way to get to know your audience. Send them the free things, you know, and give them things you feel like that will help them. It's not always about you. It's a give or take relationship. So trying to give them things to see how they respond to the few free things. And maybe the following day you sell something, right? But trying to build a give or take relationship with your email list.
Yeah, that works. It does. I mean, for me, like I said, I'm not that consistent on emailing, but one of the things I did learn in learning, understanding how to email was that everybody loves free shit.
Yeah.
So we learned to give away something for free in exchange for your email. Well, I stole it. So to get into the exchange of taking email and then in exchange for that, giving them something that they will find useful. So for me, when you go to xltribe.com, one of the things you see is that, right, funny, one of the things that you find is that, I forgot what I was saying.
Giving something away for free.
Oh yeah, so if you go to xltribe.com, you'll see that what I gave away for free is a comprehensive guide on stores you can go to as a big and tall guy. Not only did I do that, I also filled them with coupon codes that I've exclusively gotten from the... Get your fingers. One I exclusively gotten from that person or from that brand so that I can pass it on to my audience. So that's what I found would be best. And so I use that as a way to collect email. Now, there's other ways to collect email, but that I find for me to be the most effective one. Now, I'm pretty sure some email marketers are going to come on in my life and tell me, no, there's more effective ways to do it. But right now, this is the one that works for me. And she's going to tell you what works. I don't know. What are you going to tell them?
That definitely worked. You definitely, you know, telling people to get on your email list is actually not enough. It's not appealing. No one want to get on your email list just to receive weekly updates or whatever you tell them you're going to send them. So definitely create something to, you know, make it attractive. Make it, you know, make people want to get on your email list. I do have a couple of different lists I'm building, but for my photography business, I am giving a discount. So if you sign up, I think you get 15% of your first, you know, session with me, or your next, if you've shot with me before, but you're not on my list, you get on the list, you get 15% off. So that's one way for you to get something for getting on my email list. And for my blog, I am giving away, I created an ebook of all the tools that I am using, I've used to grow and build my businesses and manage my businesses. And I know, JoJo, she have a shopping guide. One of my clients, Whitney, she created also an ebook, but it's a self-care. So 5 ways to self-care. So you can create something based on your industry, based on your expertise to give away. So it doesn't have to be an ebook. It can be, if you make something, it can be get a free sample with your first purchase. It can be a discount. It can be just different things. So just start thinking of what you can give away to make your email list, to get more people on your email list. So another question I get sometimes actually is, how often should I be sending out emails? Honestly, like I said earlier, I'm sending email anything from 2 to 3 emails per week. So really, it doesn't really matter. You are training your audience. No, you are training your audience. So send out as many as you want to see how that works. If you feel like sending out all these emails, no one is opening them, maybe you can narrow it down. But if you need to send, if you feel like when you send more emails, people keep responding to you because they keep seeing you. Let's keep in mind, I think it takes someone 7 times
to see you
before they actually buy from you. So honestly, the more email you send, the more your audience will get to see you, trust you, and see how consistent and motivated, dedicated you are. So send as many emails as you need to. Keep in mind, the more email you send, the more your audience will learn about you and what you're doing. But at the same time, you don't want to send like 10 emails per day. So don't get crazy, but don't be scared how many emails you can send. What other email marketing questions do we get? You don't get any questions?
I'm gonna be honest, y'all. I don't got no email questions.
I guess another question I do get is, I think people normally ask me, what are some other email marketing tools? I know Constant Contact is one of them. What is it? Meme Mail?
I don't know that one.
There's one that's called Meme Mail.
I know AWeber.
AWeber. Those are like some of them. Those are not free. But
Infusionsoft. None of those are free.
None of those are free, but there are other ones out there that you can use. Honestly, you will just have to do your research, but there's tons and tons of email marketing tools out there. So some of the things we covered, I guess the first thing you need to do is start building an email list. The second thing you need to do is start sending out weekly email. Send out weekly emails. And then another thing is you need to create some type of, what is it? Like an ebook, something to get people on your list. So I guess those are the things I have to say as far as email marketing. But if I were to tell you, email marketing is very, very important.
Very.
Let's remember, once again, people, social media does not belong to you. Social media, they are your audience. But imagine if your any of your social media, you lose them, or they're no longer relevant. Let's keep in mind, where's MySpace?
It's still around. I got my MySpace account.
Yeah, it's something completely different. It's some type of music platform.
It is like it was when it first started.
So imagine any of those platforms just switch up on you.
Or delete you.
Or delete you, or your account getting hacked. So now you lose access to all of those people. So, yeah, you go create a new one. People are not going to come back. Some will do, but not everyone's going to come back and follow you. So, your email marketing list, your email list are the customers. As long as you have the list forever. Because if you move to another email marketing company, well, we you can that. Move it with you.
Yeah.
So, it's yours. As long as you take care of the list, you keep it updating it. It's yours. You don't have to worry about someone taking it. It's your list. So you have access to those customers. Let's say your social media goes down. You can send an email. Hey, you guys, something happened to my social media. I have a new social media. Go follow me. And you can share your sales. You can share your updates. Everything you have going on within your business. That is your number one marketing tool. So email marketing is important. And I do suggest getting on the email marketing game.
I suggest doing that immediately.
Yes, like right now.
So now that you've gotten all the reasons why you need to be email marketing, when I go to your website, I need to be seeing something that tells me you have an email list and I need to be getting something good for it. Because I'm gonna be real, I'm a person too. If I go to your site and you be like, sign up to my email, I'm like, why?
Yep.
Why?
Yeah.
What am I going to get out of this that I couldn't get before? So when you coming up with the list, when you coming up with starting the list, also come up with what creative thing you're going to do for that. A lot of companies, as you can see, when you go to their site, they'll say, oh, we'll give you 20% off or 30% off or whatever it is to sign up for our email list. That's how they get your email address in exchange for something that you want. So think of that while you're creating that. But in the spirit of moving right on along, we're going to go into our question of the week, which we don't actually have a question of the week, but we have a question for y'all out there listeners. So we want to know, this is episode number 8, I think. It could be 7. No, it's definitely 8. And so we want to know, you know, what is it what you like about the format of the show, what you don't like. You know, we want some of your input so that in the next 8 episodes we can start implementing improvements, because honestly this is something we've been working on all year long, and so we really want to make sure that you guys are enjoying it. We've been teasing it for month after month after month, saying it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And it's finally here, guys. So, you guys, we want you to tell us what you think. You can add us at The Secret Is Work on Instagram. You can do the same on Facebook. You can do the same on Twitter. Either one of those three, we will see you. Or you can do it the traditional way by sending us an email at thesecretiswork@gmail.com. We'll be glad to answer any of your questions. So, we will pause for a quick commercial break. We'll be back. So, in this week's commercial break, I am promoting XL Shoots. I decided to pick up the camera and started shooting because one thing that I did not see in the marketplace was representation of big and tall men. And so I decided that I wanted to begin shooting to tell the stories of big and tall guys in fashion. So if you are one of those people, I'll be glad to shoot you. You can go to xltribe.com/xlshoots and book your shoot with us. Thank you.
And that did not sound like a commercial.
And we are back. So let's hop right on in to the business of the week. I don't know why I forgot that. So, this week, I wanted to promote a brand that I've been watching on social media grow and progress. He's done some rebranding, and the new product line looks really good. This company is called ATL Beard Co., and he actually sent me over a beard butter that is 2 ounces. And if any of my fellas out there know, when these beard companies be sending you stuff, they be giving you like 1 ounce or like 0.5 of an ounce. I'd be like, what am I gonna do with that? 2 dabs and my beard is gonna dry it up, or take it off, I should say. But this is 2 ounces, so you'll get a good minute out of this. I like the smell of it. I chose the peppermint flavor. So, and he also gave me a complimentary comb to go with the beard butter, which is those wooden brushes, which I absolutely love. My last one broke, so I'm just like, yes, he gave me a new one because my other one broke. But this one's like really thick and made out of wood. I just said it was a wooden brush. But go check him out at atlbeardco.com and tell him that we over here at The Secret is Work sent you there. Okay? And we are moving right on along into our final...
Our episode's getting shorter and shorter. Final thoughts of the week.
What are your final thoughts?
We actually recording this week's... Well, I guess next week's episode. Well, we actually recorded this week's episode on Valentine's Day.
We did.
Happy Valentine's Day. And yes.
Or at this time when y'all
listen Kirk to that he's loving himself right now. That's why.
I am. Yes. Self-care. I just told y'all about this beard butter. Self-care. Take care of yourself. You know? Don't be worried about trying to find you a boo right now. Just take care of you.
Because that's what single people say on Valentine's Day. But nonetheless, self-care is year round, whether you're in a relationship or not. You need to be taking care of yourself. You need to be loving yourself. But that's not what we're here for.
Really?
Since I am in a relationship.
Clearly. And I'm not.
And clearly Kirkland is not. But today's Valentine's Day. So my final thought of the week is happy Valentine's Day. At the end of the day, Valentine's Day is actually a love day in all form. So it's not just about couples. It is about loving the people you love the most. Well, I guess showing love and appreciation to the people you love the most, your family, your friends, your business partners, just really, really showing. I mean, yeah, they say you should show love year round, but today was made just for that. So definitely love on those around you that you love the most. And remember, love is about giving. So you give love, and in return, naturally, love will come back to you. So happy Valentine's Day.
And P.S., all the people that be like, oh, it's Valentine's Day every day, they be lying. And don't
they be lying. I mean, at the end of the day, Valentine's Day, it's a specific day. Yeah, the people in your life should be loving on you all the time, but let's face it, not everyone get flowers every single day. Yeah, every once in a while someone can bring you flowers, but we don't need flowers every single day. Bae, if you listen, you can send me flowers every day, but if I don't get flowers every single day, I'm not gonna be mad, even though I'd love my flowers and my teddy bear and my chocolate and the other thing Bae sent me for Valentine's Day. It's so cute. My flowers are still pretty.
I'm hanging.
And that's my final thought. Valentine's Day is about love in every form, in all forms. So enjoy it, spread it, and love yourself
today, I'm big man.
Tomorrow, and forever.
I guess. Well, anywho, let's wrap this right on up because I'm tired.
Are you big man or little
man? I'm big old man. So follow us on every platform that we are available. We would love to interact with you in every which way possible. We need you guys to like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell that other friend to tell all their friends to follow us at The Secret is Work on Facebook, everywhere. On Instagram, on Twitter, on what else? Oh, on SoundCloud.
We're on SoundCloud. You can actually listen to us
on SoundCloud. You can listen to us in the Apple Podcast app. And now, as of 2, maybe 3 weeks now, you can listen to us on the Google Podcast app. So we round here spreading the love to make sure it's everywhere. So y'all don't be like, oh, you're not on my favorite one. I can't listen to you. Okay. So now that you know we're everywhere, go follow us. And we are signing off, Bibi Rada. Bye.